Good morning. I wish I could see you. Have you ever had a bad day? You know, where nothing ever seems to go right? Well, the disciples had a bad day. Well, I guess really a bad week after Jesus was arrested. You know, they were locked in a room, angry at Jesus for leaving them, angry at themselves for not staying by his side, and they were sad. Sad at the death of their teacher, leader, friend. They were afraid. What happens now? The crowds and the authorities are looking for us. I have no job. I left my family. What now? How about you? How about when you were angry? So very angry that you clenched your fists and stomped your feet, yelled or screamed, and maybe even threw yourself on the floor, kicking and screaming. So angry, but at some point you stopped, and someone came to you. Maybe they held you. Maybe they spoke comforting words. Maybe they were quiet with you. That was good and brought you peace. How about you? How about when you were sad? Maybe you cried. Maybe you just moped around. Then someone came to you, and maybe they held you. Maybe they spoke comforting words. Maybe they were just quiet with you. That was kind and brought you peace. How about you? How about when you were afraid or lost or alone? Someone found you. Maybe they held you. Maybe they spoke comforting words. Maybe they just sat quietly with you. That was comforting and reassuring, and that brought you peace. Suddenly, in the room where the apostles were, Jesus appeared and greeted them by saying, "Peace be with you." Now, usually when somebody came from heaven, they said, "Do not be afraid." But this time, the Lord said, "Peace be with you." They must have been startled. So after he shows them his wounds, he again says, "Peace be with you." This is Christ's peace. This is why we passed the peace just a little while ago. The peace of Christ be with you, and also with you. But you know, the words that I hear are good, kind, comfort, peace. I've heard these words put together before. Have you? Aha. Do you remember? The fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. All of these are tangled up together. And when you share love, kindness, gentleness, you also find peace. So did you know that when Christ came to the disciples, he came to them because they were worried, they were angry, they were sad? Do you know when you have those feelings, you can cry out to God, you can cry out to the Lord, you can pray. And he will be there. Just like when you were afraid or sad or angry, and someone found you, and they spoke comforting words, or maybe just sat quietly with you. This is always available to you through your faith. Let us pray. Dear Father, brother, Lord, and Savior, you offer us peace through the fruit of the Spirit. Help us to share your peace with others by sharing our fruit, just as you have shared with us so many times. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara. That was great.